If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So if you're going through a divorce and you want to make it easy, give some Dorothy's candies. That makes sense, doesn't it,
Nan? Well, I had to do that. That was the whole preface of this, is to make it a little sweeter. But actually, I thought, you know, this is the last divorce show I'm going to do. So I've got Carla Donnelly with me on live. You're actually standing and you can move with me today.
Yes,
and
yes.
Groove. Oh, I hope I brush my teeth. That's a good one, Robbie.
You did brush your teeth.
Of course I did. I'm up. Wasn't late.
You were not late.
I was not late. Look, that's because of over there. Yeah.
She's the best.
Okay. But with that being said, I want to talk about positivity and divorce. Carla Donnelly, you're with the law firm of?
Petragallo.
We're not going to say all the rest of it because I actually have it prepared, but I can stop right there.
Petragallo, Gordon, Alfano, Bosick, and Responte.
But we just stop it at Petragallo. Yeah. I was prepared, but you got me on that one. Okay. So let's talk about positivity in divorce. She's shaking her head. Tough this time of year?
Tough this time of year. You know, as people head into the holidays, a lot of stress. Sometimes I have like two or three PFAs a year. I've had two or three PFAs this month. So
I've actually had some experiences this month that have shaken my world. But I think I'm finding my way. Positivity definitely has to be the word. The hours we work this month, do people understand?
It's 24/7, I feel like. You know, I wake up in the morning, you know, to full inbox. You know, go to sleep, I clear it all out, wake up the next morning, full inbox.
Back again.
You know, all weekend. It's a stressful time of year. But at the same time, I think there's been some positivity. I think I've had some cases settle. Some people sort of lay down the fight a little bit and you know, decide to be reasonable and decide to put it behind them and, you know, just move on and start 2026, you know, without a fight.
I think that's what we have to do. Is we really got to, for the top of the year, we got to tell people, you're just not going to win in this. There's no winning.
If you're fighting, you're losing.
But they don't see it. It's and I think we should probably break that down. We'll get John Duffy in here. We'll have him bring that side of it. We'll bring Judge Kim Eaton in. She can handle that side of it. I've got the attorneys. I'll even bring in the forensic accountants. I'll bring in whoever I have to, the PIs, you name it. I'll bring them in because the fight that you're fighting for this small win ends up costing you a loss, and they don't get it. They just don't. But I have to say, I didn't follow my schedule this week hardly at all. I mean, I get a schedule. Like, I know where I have to be and what I have to do. But my whole schedule got completely derailed this week for some reason with – I want to say a lot of nonsense. Is that a fair word?
Well, I think my schedule this week got derailed by a lot of stuff that unfortunately wasn't nonsense. But yesterday I worked from home, and every time I went to get up to get some water or something to eat or go to the bathroom, my phone rang, and hours went by. My daughter finally came home from school, and I'm like, "Could you get me some water?"
But when I say nonsense, the nonsense of everybody knows the holidays are coming. If you've planned to travel, what do you mean you didn't notify the other side? That's nonsense to me. If you have, you know, would you like that done to you? And that's what I mean is nonsense. How did you just forget? How did you just not notify them what your kids are going to be going out of the country? That to me is nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of carelessness, and again, the stress of this time of year, people they're just thinking of themselves and not just thinking of, you know, the other person, their children, you know, how to make it less stressful for everybody involved, not just themselves. So it's December's always tough. I never have a chill December.
And then what's January going to look like? Yeah.
Well, January, the phone starts to ring with the new cases. All the people who are stressed but waiting to get through the holidays for the kids.
The one last holiday.
Yeah, or they go home and they have a stressful Christmas. Everybody's fighting, and then people go home and they spend time with their families and their siblings, and they're like, you look really unhappy. And then they start confiding in their family members about how unhappy they are in the marriage, and they're like, January 2nd, you're calling the divorce lawyer.
So if I have to go further in that, and I want to push forward positivity to end the year, right? What are the things that we can do? I would like to tell couples, listen, it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough trying to break this all up and separate things out. But here's what you got to do. Do you think we can, because we're on the side of giving news all the time and passing this stuff on, and we organize things for them. How do you think we could start it off better for them?
I think asking them to focus on everything from the perspective of their children and how to make this holiday season protected for the children, even if it's not for themselves, even if it's not the way exactly they have in their mind they want the holiday to go. You know, do you really want your kids to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and go to the other parent? Or, you know, can they sleep in? Or can they spend a few hours before they come over to your house? Can, you know, we not interrupt the Christmas Eve dinner to make your kids leave because, you know, you want the equal number of hours, and maybe we can tack those hours onto the back end on the 26th. And just thinking about it from that perspective, I think can really, like, help people just come up with something where they're not fighting and grabbing the kids and making it seem like they're a product, that they're a person.
Well, I got this slammed down on me this week, and somebody said to me, everybody preaches in what's in the best interest of the children, which is
right.
We say that how many times? And it's ironic. And if it was in the best interest of the children, you wouldn't be where you are right now.
Well, I mean, it's sort of the same thing as equitable distribution. The standard is what's fair. Well, what's fair in one person's mind is not fair in the other person's mind. What's in the best interest of your kids from one parent's perspective is not the same. Like, every parent believes the best interest of their kids in a contentious divorce is to be with them.
Right. But when we were intact and in the family, it was everything together. But now you want to take one person out by however you have to do that. And I find it amazing that you were in positions where we ask people to put that aside, put that aside. You know, I always say it's when you're emotional, you're not going to make good decisions. And I think that, you know, people that want to check off the box and say, well, I have a therapist and I'm working on it. Make sure you're really doing that. Make sure you're making that commitment to yourself to do that, because just throwing those words, he doesn't understand what's in the best interest of these children. I hope you both realize it, because I'm going to tell you, this isn't my first rodeo. These children know everything. You're not hiding anything.
Right.
And that's the other part that gets kind of complicated, because when you're an intact family, you're trying to make it work. When you're not an intact family, sometimes it really falls through the cracks. And the only person, those kids that you think you're trying to do these things for, in the best interest, is the worst interest.
Right. What's in the best interest is for you not to be fighting.
Well, listen, not that I have had personal experience, but from what I hear, no, that it's not really the exes. They don't mind. They even would like you to come over and spend the holiday, but it's the new significant other, the new husband, the new wife. They kind of don't want you around. So that's kind of where it kind of gets inflamed a little bit. You know what I mean, Carla?
It absolutely changes the dynamic. You have a couple that's reasonably getting along, and then you inject a third person in there. And either the third person causes the problem, or the other person's just, they don't want that third person to be part of it. And that's usually what upsets the apple cart. And so, you know, when people are settling their divorce, their custody case, and they're like, oh, we'll just always spend Christmas morning together. Oh, we'll just always do that. I said, that's going to work until it doesn't.
Mm, good stuff. All right. We're going to take a break. Still to come today.
Let's do that. We got another whole segment with Carla, because we're going to get through to this positivity thing. I'm on it today. And Marlene, she's over there waiting on the sidelines to talk about Dorothy's candies.
All right. All good. Stay with us. Nan Cohen, Total Talk, your Pratt Pack, Katie K.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, so Hanukkah starts tomorrow. To all of my friends, and I have many of the Jewish community in and around Pittsburgh and throughout the world, a blessed Hanukkah season. And again, your job, and Carla too, before we meet again, maybe even on Tuesday for your friend show, you got to watch this movie, The Angel Levin, Zero Mostel, Harry Belafonte. Off the charts.
I promised you I'd watch it. It'll be watched by the time I see you Tuesday.
All right.
For sure. And you know what? I have to laugh because if one more person calls and sends me a message that my mailbox is full, I get it. You get it? Like,
yep.
I've never had a December like this with this much impact. Marlene and I will tell you what went on this week with the famous, infamous, we love him, Rick Seebeck. I've got the divorce going on in one end. I don't know. I wake up sometimes and I just say, split me in half and let me roll because I don't know. It's a season of seasons. We've got your show coming up. Your famous Seven Fishes, that's exciting too.
It is. Hopefully you'll make it this year.
I'm going to do my best.
Noon.
I'm going to do my best. All right, with all that being said, let's get back to positivity. I'm Nan Cohen. I am the divorce reality expert. Yeah, I can pat myself on the back for that.
You are.
Sometimes. And I've got Carla Donnelly. She's with the law firm Petragallo. We do work together on cases. We work not together on cases. We work with independent people. We sometimes circle everything back together. But the goal ultimately for everybody in this city, and we are truly blessed with a lot of really great people, we do this all for you navigating a divorce, for you. This is your first time. This might be your third time. In some cases, it might be a fourth time.
I haven't had a fourth.
I've had a fourth. So with that being said, I know you're sitting there listening, you're saying, okay, come on, stop it, Nan. It's nothing positive. Listen, sometimes, you know, divorce is inevitable. We get the option. You know, we try to save those marriages. We want to make you know, if you can do it, we want to keep that glue together. But it's inevitable that divorce has to happen, and you got to have people that support you. And the teams in town here, they can do their job, but you got to reach out. You got to ask for help. We know how to help you navigate it, and I want to take the turn. Everybody starts off the first of the year, right? Everybody's going to take, this is going to be a new year. Come on, let's bring some positivity into something that we've got to make commitments to. It. We've got to do it for yourself. You've got to do it for those children. Let's get the positivity rolling. So I'm all about listening to you because I'm going to do whatever you deliver, basically, on that side of it. So I want you to pump it up. Carla, go.
Well, I mean, one thing that's been positive for me personally in my practice is that I have a new associate, young associate, Eleanor Miller, and she has hit the ground running, phenomenal, and it has really enhanced our ability to like really make the clients feel like they're getting the personal attention that they need, and she has such a way about her where if I'm on a call after call and another client like emails and they're like, I have a problem, I'll say, Eleanor, give them a call. And then we can kind of tag team it. You know, she obviously doesn't have the experience that I have, but she can listen and she can figure out what's going on. And then it just adds a whole other layer. And plus she's less expensive. We bill by the hour, let's face it. And she's less expensive. So it's been a great add to be working with her. And I think it's the past 2 months, I really don't know what I've done would have done without her with all these emergencies that have come up the past couple of weeks. So,
you know, I have my friend's show coming up on Tuesday. I hope you'll be here in the studio.
I'm going to try to be here. Yeah.
Yep. We're going to fill it, you know, we're going to have all that fun again. But, you know, I was thinking about friends and talking about this. This is really kind of, I'm going to slide this in here. But there's an associate with Carla. Her name is Carrie Capella. And Carla didn't realize this, but Carrie and I've known her since elementary school. And to think that we both kind of landed in this crazy atmosphere of divorce is just really astounding. So I wanted to give her a little mention out there because I'm in the mood for friends this year. So that's a long time knowing somebody and a long time putting up through divorce.
Right.
Yeah. So I wanted to get that out there. All right. Moving along. Positivity. What can we do? I need you to sit back. I really think this first part of the positivity starts with you, the clients. You've got to listen. We've got a ton of information to get out there for you. We want to make this process as simplistic and unemotional as we can. We can't take away the emotions, and we can work on those things, and we can help you with people that can help you get those things together.
Yeah, I think you need to trust. I mean, like to trust your lawyers. I mean, if you don't trust your lawyer, then that's not the right lawyer for you. We've been through this. This may be your first divorce. It's my thousandth divorce. And so sometimes, you know, you have to trust us and lean on us to give you advice and just move on. Like, take the advice and don't torture yourself. And if you don't feel that way about your attorney, then maybe talk to another attorney to find somebody you do trust.
I follow the trust up with another word? Respect. I think there has to be a common line of respect. We don't always have good news. We just don't.
We don't.
And it's not that we don't want to give you good news. We don't want to give you the bad news. We want to just keep it as best that we can. But you got to show respect and trust in this arena. And you do have to find the person and the people. And it doesn't always require, you know, a whole team that fills the room and you don't know where you're at. That's not what we're saying. But I think, you know, when somebody can't call you back, somebody doesn't respond to an email, somebody that you just, I dread calling. I've heard this before. Those aren't the people for you.
I agree. And the other positive I'll bring up is, you know, had some good interactions with attorneys on the other side. If we can get along, that really helps the case. Mm-hmm. If we're fighting and we're butting our egos together, you know, that's not helping the client. So, you know, I've had some good experiences lately with opposing attorneys, and I had one opposing attorney who needed another attorney to come in to represent a third party in the case, and they called me, and now we're working together on the same side.
And you know, I hear this all the time. I can't believe that other attorney sent this letter. Well, why not? Look what you got up against on the other side. Attorneys do listen to their clients, and, you know, attorneys aren't keeping, they're not putting emotional pieces in. It's just dealing with what they have to with their, what sometimes they just have to ask a question.
We're just doing our job.
That's it. Simplicity. All right. I've got to tell you, you can reach me at divorcerealityexpert.com. Get on there. Send me your emails. The phone number's on there. It's a little bit booked right now, but hey, give it a whirl. I never want to have anybody go into bed with their head pounding and their chest beating too hard. So we're here. We're going to start the top of the year off with, we're really going to move into, let's change this, get this nastiness out of this arena. Carla, your final thoughts on how they can reach you?
I would say just try to be kind and generous this holiday season, and hopefully that is returned to you. And if not, you know, pick up the phone and give us a call. Carla Donnelly, I'm at the Petragallo Law Firm. 412-263-2962. But just Google Carla Donnelly Petragallo and you'll find me.
Oh, isn't that officially? Just Google me. I always say, I can Google you too, Rob.
Well,
you know,
I don't know if that's a wise idea.
Yeah, we got lots of Google stuff
going
on.
What year are we talking about?
That's exactly right. But they can find us. They can find us. And I have to tell you, if you reach out to me, I can always get you in touch with Carla. It's the easiest thing we can do for
and
each other.
And vice versa.
Yeah. 100% absolutely. I want to say, if this is your first year going through divorce and this is the holiday season, I'm not going to take away that it's tough. If you're not going to have your children, it's that even or odd year, or you don't have them, or you had them last year, we know. And I think it's much better to pick up the phone and deal with it than live miserably. We can make adjustments to things, and we can get you to a place where it can be better. But it all starts with you out there. We don't know what's going on until you reach out. Let us know what we can do, because there is help around.
Well, and being kind and generous also means being kind and generous to yourself.
To you, happy Hanukkah, Carla. Thank you so much. And to you, Nan, get the candy and stick around.
We're going to do that. You going to stay with us, Carla?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it.
We'll be back.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, there are things in this business that make you realize that you've made it. And I've been doing it for 40 years. I've had them on my show many times, but I've never had the ability to say, oh yeah, by the way, tune into QED tonight because I'll be on a Rick Seebeck production. But lo and behold, I guess you got to bribe him with candy because Rick Seebeck, Nan and Marlene, I mean, how does this happen?
We're really fortunate.
We're just really fortunate.
You are.
Yeah.
It was great.
We definitely had an experience. And I got to tell you, I don't know that he is. You just got to love Rick.
He's wonderful.
You gotta understand.
Yeah.
When he talks, and there's times we've been out to dinner, mm-hmm. nobody at the table will say a word because he's talking.
That's right.
And I can't explain it, but he has this tremendous talent. And the people he surrounds himself with, oh, it's amazing. And I said to myself, Donna, we were on our way here this morning, and she said, I fell asleep. Oh, she's over there. She fell asleep during the show. But that's okay.
What?
She said, oh, it'll be on rerun.
What?
But here's the first thing out of my mouth was, I cannot believe that he included Mel.
Yes.
I mean, that is so Rick. I mean,
Mel loved him.
Mel loved him.
Right.
And I have to say that when I first met Mel, I still have him. He have all the whole stack of VHS tapes with all of Rick's shows. And we've watched periodically over the years the Kennywood one. He loved the Kennywood one. He loved the hot dog one. And when Mel got friendly with Rick, and I cannot tell you what to
have. They have a lot of similar traits, you know that. The way they dress, their attitude, their humbleness.
It's just amazing. But the whole show was how he could incorporate and learning about all the different chocolate stores.
Absolutely.
The companies that are around. And mm-hmm. he put everybody in there in such a positive light because You do what you do because you're not the mass producers. You're not the mass companies out there. And oh, what he does.
He magical.
Just, yeah.
He's such a natural presence. He makes you comfortable immediately when you're
does.
With him.
He does.
Yeah. You feel great when
listen, and he's nationally known too. And what people don't understand, I mean, everybody loves Ken Burns and all the things he's done. But before there was Ken Burns, Rick Seebeck is the reason public broadcasting is still thriving. And he put PBS on the map.
I got to tell you, he is who he is. And
keeps it going.
Yeah. I mean, just to be around him. And I always say that my two favorites, who would you most likely want to go to dinner with? Somebody from Pittsburgh. Here's the truth. And I'm truly blessed because it's Rick Seebeck and Andy Masick. They fill your lives.
Exactly.
They know everything on the pulse and the history of the city and the stories they tell and the knowledge between the two of them. And I think my lucky stars, this business got me into meeting fabulous people. And I always say I like to turn into a sponge and to be in a room. Mark, you've been there.
Yeah.
Don has been there when Rick talks, you know, just in conversation and says, hey, let me tell you this story. You could hear a pin drop. And
you
the
do.
Delivery of the story and the facts about the story. It's just.
And let's face it, he's a great filmmaker, too.
Oh,
the show that we were on. It's just the first thing I said after that was how it just so smoothly rolled along and it held your interest.
Oh, yeah.
For all of the other companies, our company, it was fantastic.
So I've lost.
He's a great guy.
I've lost two other women to another man. That's
well,
okay.
I got to tell you, I have it on DVR, so Donna's going to get to watch the show again. But I do have to say that the show was tremendous, as is all of his are.
And, yeah, exactly.
You know, Rick, we love you.
But, you know, he does a lot of stuff that is Pittsburgh and has history, and nobody has more history than Dorothy's.
Right, but he'll hit the road, and he'll go do it outside of the out of Pittsburgh. He's just...
Because people love him. He's endearing.
Oh, yeah.
Just search him, and all of his documentaries, all of his shows come up. It's fantastic.
You know, I know people on Christmas and, you know, certain like Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, their celebration, they just watch his stuff. They basically binge watch his stuff.
I'm telling you, I've got the VHS tapes that I'm, you know, because that's who he is. And, and Mel was just so proud. And, and I thought, oh, for him. And he did that on his own. So, yeah, he's just such a cool cat. Okay, let's move on because, as he always says, that's his favorite place to go is Dorothy's Candies. And Dorothy's Candies is popping.
He's been back twice since the show.
He has been.
Yeah.
He has been.
Such a
well,
great
but he
guy.
Comes in periodically.
He does
pop
in.
And he always knows that when he's going to see me or when I come here to the studio or wherever we're at, I always have Dorothy's. So, you know, and Dorothy's is everywhere. And I have to say, it's just not a Rick Seebeck treatment. I love giving Dorothy's Candies. I love making your holidays. And yes, this is my time to shine because you know what? If it's special, and we can do it. Dorothy's is going to do it for you.
And we do our best to do that for everybody.
So let's tell everybody what the hours are because people are all constantly inquiring, and I will give you the website.
Right now until Christmas, we are open 7 days a week. We open at 10 a.m. and we're closing at 6. So come on in, come on down, and you'll find some special treats.
And I got to tell you, the influx of this season, you know, they're saying this is going to be the biggest year for travel. There's a whole heck of a lot of people staying here, and I couldn't believe. Yeah. I saw the apple orders. I see the turkey leg orders. People are loving your products, these trays, the things that make the holiday special for you. Dorothy's is so happy to provide.
And you can also go online. I've noticed there's a lot more people going online as well as all of the ones we have calling in. So more people have been introduced to Dorothy's, and those who have us as a tradition keep on going. So get online if you have time too. Dorothy'sCandies.com. There's lots of things on there. Or just give us a call. If we're not answering at that moment, we do call you back to get your order.
And I have to say, a little bit of Dorothy's goes a long way because you guys, if they've had it from Pittsburgh and they've moved, you're shipping coast to coast.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And they're still, the elves are busy back there in that shipping department. I saw them the other day. I couldn't believe when the truck pulled up and he just looked in the back and he said, there's going to be a lot of happy people. And he was so thrilled, the truck driver.
That's right. We have to notify the post office during these special seasons because they have to bring a bigger vehicle because we have so many. I mean, it can load that whole back room in there. We take pictures of us poking our face through a hole with all the boxes around us.
Yeah.
So it's great.
So, Rob, we had a request by you when we came in today.
I got to take care of that postal worker.
You got, and so he says to us, he says, he's really sweet. He's like, he was really quiet about it. He says, do you have some stuff you can leave with me today? We always leave stuff.
I know. Well, I never take any because I like to share with them, these great coworkers of mine.
Yeah, well, I always make the place happy here. Yeah.
So make sure you take care of Margo and Alonzo, which I know you will.
We always do. We
take a look at what
always,
we have.
I know. It's great.
And you know what? Making the holidays is about, honest to God, we want people to come in here. We're going to share them at the top of the year. We're going to bring them in, talk about why they love Dorothy's. How many people have since asked to be on our silly videos?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So many. So many. They're waiting.
Yeah, but you've had Rick Seebeck do a segment on you. You basically should retire. It's over.
Well, we must admit, yes, he did call us and asked us to be on his program.
Thank you, Rick Seebeck.
Yes, absolutely.
We appreciate you. All right. Quick break. I want him to do my eulogy.
Oh.
Him and Andy, they get first 15 minutes. Well, let's make it an hour. 30 minutes each.
He's always smiling, though. It would be filled with some laughter.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
That's probably the best way.
Listen, I saw Andy Masick on the History Channel. I was high-fiving myself. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the hour with Nan Cohen. Next hour, Michael Diolis is here, Secure Money Advisors on the Money. All right, a couple of minutes left in this edition of Nan Cohen's Total Talk, but Tuesday night it's her friend show, so they'll be packed like sardines in this room.
We will. It's the annual show. You know, we've done this for years, and it's just a show about nothing and a show about everything. And we change out who's coming in, who's not coming in. You've seen him once. You may not see him again. You might see him in 2 years, whatever, however it works. But there's always the consistent people, too, that just couldn't be there. That you can count on them. They're going to be here. They hold the fort down for me. And on another note, we forgot to mention Michael Bartley.
Yes.
He is the potato chip king. He loves the chocolate-covered potato chips, and we will have some in the house Tuesday evening. I did ask him to stop by. I don't know. I'll have to check with him. But we're going to have the house packed, right?
Right.
You going to be here?
Yeah, I'm going to be here.
Because she's serving Dorothy, so the sponsors for the show.
I'm here to serve Dorothy.
Usually when it's a friend show, it's a Mercedes dealership, a dentist, a jeweler.
Okay, tell them all about it, Rob. That's
chippers.
It. That's just it.
Your mom didn't raise no fool.
So with that being said, we've got H. Baskin Clothier,
yes,
in the Galleria. She's going to be here. She's sponsoring a show as well as Dorothy's Candies. We're going to be all excited to have everybody here. The latkes, the chocolate. It's going to be flowing here in the studio.
So Manischewitz, Streitz will have some
matzo balls. Yeah, you bring the Manischewitz. Yeah, that's what you're in charge of.
What a celebration that's going to be.
Let's mix it all up.
I like that wine.
Yeah,
that
would
be great.
Hey, traditionally, so do we. Right, Carla?
Yep.
There you go.
It's like church wine.
It's not like church wine.
Yeah, it's sweet grape.
She's right.
It's sweet
grape.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's Jewish wine.
No,
it's
well,
synagogue wine.
We invite everybody in.
It's synagogue wine.
I could do 5 minutes right now that people would really enjoy, but you have to finish your show.
All right, so let me just bring
it
all back.
And tell everybody all of the good delights that we have going on down there. We're going to open at 10 o'clock this morning. Come on down. We're open tomorrow, too. We've got lots of wonderful treats for Christmas and Hanukkah.
So I got to tell you, the Peppermint Bark, one of my fan favorites from Dorothy's right now. It's available.
Yes.
And it's only seasonal, so you're not going to see it after this month. I got some strings down there to pull, but not for that one because it will be gone.
That's right.
Turkey legs
and
will be taking a break after the Christmas season. They go away again. So we've got other things to put back in their places, but those certain items will be gone.
Yes.
Cranberry bark, also another one. Dawn and I are making a delivery of cranberry bark. I know, because you know why you don't have it over there? She's showing me the hands. Because I ate it.
I tell you, I don't like cranberries on their own, but when I taste it in the bark, whether it is Swiss or chocolate, it is awesome. It gives it, our chocolate gives it such a wonderful taste.
I got to tell you, there's a commercial running here at the station. And every time I hear it, and I say to myself, how do I get all that in a commercial? All I can tell you is, how do I get all that in my mouth? You know, because it's so delicious.
It really is.
And talking about all the different assortments. Listen, if you've never had a Dorothy's Candies chocolate cordial, you don't know what you're missing. So we want to say, and this is actually the last show you're going to be on until after the first of the year, before we tee up for Valentine's Day.
And that's
because,
come
you know,
fast.
Truly, people need to realize that a small business, you guys are kicking it there. You don't realize how much these people, and again, referring to Rick's show, all of those candy companies that he featured, these people, this stuff is handmade. These people work, they're working around the clock to get this stuff out for you. Mm-hmm. And I say, you know, patronize, take care of these businesses because we want to keep the history going with them.
Yes, absolutely.
And so 78 years, we're still doing the same thing. So Dorothy's.com is always on, and I'm not eating chocolate today, but I got to tell you, it's only about this. One bite and you'll know. And Rick did make me do that for him. So there you go. Rick was invited too, by the way, to stop in on Tuesday.
Well, that's like big time red carpet.
Now you'll come, right? Yeah, now you'll come.
No, I'm here.
The first one I said, Robbie, if you're
somebody
not
there, has to say, here's Nan and thank you for joining us.
Oh, stop. I love you. I'm so proud that you'll be part of the show on Tuesday.
Yep, absolutely.
Can't look forward to having everybody here, the crew here today. It's all about all of you. Keep us all going. So thank you, Mar, for putting up with me. And thank you to everybody out there for supporting everything that we do. And believe me, when I can switch a show from divorce to chocolates, I got to thank that guy over there because you learn from the very best, and he is Rob Pratt, and I love you to death.
We love you. Love all of you. All right, stay with us. News coming up, and then Michael Diolis is here, Secure Money Advisors, on the money, moments away as we continue on KDK. Snow headed our way. Margo's got the rundown next.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.